us. Everybody in the whole wide world, everybody needs Jesus. Everybody has a right to go. Well, guys, this is our second edition of our podcast. I'd like to welcome everyone, say hello. Before I really get started, you might hear some noise in the background. Lydia has found a favorite movie. It's this character called Naughty, and we saw the video in the video store. It's actually Learn English with Naughty, but we got it because it looked interesting, and we thought it might help us to actually learn some Serbian. One day, Cindy and I were watching it, and we let Lydia watch it. She has become fascinated by this TV show. I think I put some things up on our blog about it. I'll check that and get back with everyone. But check there. I'll have some links to some things and maybe have a video up on Google Video that you guys can take a look at if you're interested in seeing what it's all like. Last week I kind of closed by saying that I was going to talk this week about how Serbia has many things that are close but not exactly to things that we're used to in the United States. And I mean, there are many of these things. I can't really do it justice by trying to describe it, but there are so many things here that are close but not exactly. For example, I really like Burger King. The Burger King Whopper is probably one of my favorite hamburgers in the world. It is really good. I don't know why. It's really good, though. And I could really use one right now. If you can figure out how to mail one over here, that would be awesome. I would take one. But I haven't figured out how to do that yet. So you might have to think about that a little bit. But anyway, they have this thing here in Serbia. It's called a pleskavica. And if you talk to a Serb and you say that you want a hamburger, they'll go, well, why don't you have a pleskavica? And even some places, some restaurants, instead of saying pleskavica, they'll have hamburger on the menu. But it's really a pleskavica. And I can't really describe how it's different. I mean, it comes on this thing that really resembles a bun. It's a meat patty. On this patty, they put things like mayonnaise and ketchup and tomatoes. They have salt and pepper you can put on it. It's I don't know. I can't describe it. It's really close to a hamburger, but it's not exactly a hamburger. Cindy and I were in the store yesterday. We found marshmallows, of all things, if you can believe it. We found marshmallows, and this week we are going to blog about them. We took some pictures. These marshmallows, they are half strawberry marshmallow and half normal marshmallow, and it's really odd. They smell a lot like strawberries. They taste a little bit like strawberries, but they don't taste at all like marshmallows, and it would make hot chocolate taste very, very funny, I think. This week, we'll post some pictures of our marshmallows, but we're thrilled to death we actually found marshmallows. It's just, they don't look like they'll work like marshmallows that we're used to. Again, they're close, but not exactly. Pizza, they have pizza here. The pizza happens to be good. It's good in its own way. It's not at all like pizza that you're used to in the States. I don't know what your favorite kind of pizza is. At times I liked Papa John's. At times I liked Pizza Hut. Sometimes I liked Cece's. My favorite pizza of all was always a local pizza joints, if I could find them. But, you know, in Columbus it was Donato's. I liked their pizza with all their pepperoni. You know, they were all different. They were all good in their own right. They were just all different. The pizza here, it comes with very, very little sauce on it. So if you like pizza with no sauce, you'll love the pizza here. They put cheese on it. You can get many of the same toppings that we put on pizza in the United States. You can even get extra cheese. Cindy and I ordered a pizza on Friday, I think it was. We came home and wanted a treat. Excuse me. And I got pizza with extra cheese, or attempted to order extra cheese, and the lady actually understood Cindy when she asked for it, and we got a pizza, and it looked like it had a little bit more cheese on it. Sometimes the pizza has egg on it. Sometimes the pizza even comes with sour cream on it. Now that sounds really odd. I had one a couple of weeks ago. It was good. It was really, really good. I have some pictures I'll post this week to our website so you can see exactly what I'm talking about. Going back to this close but not exactly thing, I mean, even the people here in Serbia, if you talk to them and you ask them, oh, are you a Christian? They will say, yes, I'm a Christian. Just like many people in the United States. You ask them, are you a Christian? They say, yes, I'm a Christian. Excuse me. They say, yes, I'm a Christian. But you start to talk to them about what they really believe, and they, like many people in the United States, might go to church only on Easter and Christmas or for significant holidays, and they don't have a concept of what it means to have a faith and a trust in Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, that He paid a sacrifice on the cross for them so long ago that their sin debt could be forgiven, that God had already made a way that was paid for. And they think they're a Christian, just like I said, like so many people in the United States think they're a Christian. But even in that, you know, they're close to the truth, they're close to the real thing, but not exactly. It's just, I don't know, it's one thing to read about and know about before you come. It's another thing to experience it once you've been here. I'm going to talk a little bit here, since I've talked about that. One of the things that's kind of hard to find here is American Christian music. And so I was looking on the internet over the past couple of weeks, and I found, I stumbled on Don Francisco's website. If you've never heard of him, I don't know when he was big, maybe, oh, I don't know, 10 years ago or so. I remember my parents had this record, this two-album record of a live concert he did. It was really good. My dad has an interesting story about what happened to him one night when he was listening to Don Francisco driving his car home at about 2 in the morning. If you're around or you talk to him, you might want to ask him about that sometime. I won't spill the beans on him. But this album was really interesting, and I remember listening to it as a kid. We made a cassette of it so we could listen to it over and over and over without a record player. And I found his website the other day. And I was looking around on his website. I'll actually post a link to it on our website so you can go see it. But something that I found really interesting, he has MP3s of his music, most of his newer music. He has MP3s that you can go download for free. He doesn't charge you anything for them. In fact, on his website, he says he doesn't even have a problem with you copying his CDs and giving them to his friends, or to your friends. His main goal is to spread the good news about Jesus Christ as far as he can through the world. And you know, I think this is a really good thing. If you've read some of my blog articles about computer stuff, about software, you happen to know that I really agree with the concept of free software, free as in freedom, not necessarily free as in money. Now, if you go too far down this road, I don't agree with Richard Stallman that free software will align the stars, bring about world peace, and fix every problem that we have because we have free software. But I think it's a really good concept. You can read many of the articles I wrote on my blog about this. But if we take that concept of giving people freedom to reuse, redistribute, to remix Christian literature, Christian music, to spread the gospel as far as we can with as little hindrance as possible, instead of worrying about the almighty dollar, I think that God would honor that. I think that God would really bless those people that do that. So anyway, I say all of this I've kind of rambled a little bit, but Don Francisco, I think he really has something going here by giving his music away. He does ask for donations on his website if you like it, if your friends like it, and you know, I'm going to be looking into that because I think it's a good concept and a good way we can support people that we agree with. His music's really good. In fact, here at the end of this, I'm going to put one of his MP3s so you can listen to it. I haven't made up my mind which one yet, so you'll just have to be a little bit surprised. But You know, go to his website, check it out. If you're ever overseas, if you ever need something to listen to, you can go snag one of his CDs. And I see last week I said I was going to try to keep this at about 10 minutes, and I see here in Audacity I'm coming up on about the 10-minute mark, so I'll go ahead and sign off. I haven't figured out what I'm going to talk about next week, but I'll come up with something, and we'll have a podcast up. I hope you guys are enjoying these. I hope it's a good way for you to get to learn a little bit more about us, about what we have going on here. And thank you for your prayers, for your support, and we'll talk to you next week.
The gates and doors were barred, and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow and half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. And just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, and the voice began to call. I hurried to the window and looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. There was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. And John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they've moved him in the night, and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away, and now his body isn't there. We both ran toward the garden, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone and the empty tomb, just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they wrapped him in was just an empty shell. And how or where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Well, something strange had happened there, but just what, I did not know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him, then I saw him. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. And even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. Suddenly the air was filled with strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide, and I fell down on my knees and just clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt in my confusion disappeared in sweet release, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.